another matchup. We just like to remind you that the Hope College versus Kalamazoo game, which was scheduled for this past Saturday, then was rescheduled on Monday and was postponed for a second time, will be made up on Monday, February 3rd. And weather permitting, we'll hope that the game gets in. For everybody out there that is having issues like finding out if these games are canceled, the best place to check for this stuff is you can find the information on cancellations and postponements of these games at 927thevan.com or our sister station, WHTC.com, or going to Hope's athletic page, hopeathletics.com. Those are the best places to find that. I know a lot of people out there have complained that they didn't know the games were postponed, and the Flying Dutchman and the MIAA conference have tried to get those games canceled or postponed, excuse me, in a decent amount of time so that everybody knows about it. And sometimes you just can't find that information out real readily.
Well, that'll be a 7:30 ball game. Like tonight, it's an 8 because of doubleheader action. But it's a 7:30 ball game on Monday here right at the DeVos.
And that means that you can catch us in the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. So that all happens on Monday. There will be 3 home games next week for the Flying Dutchman. So come on out and cheer on the Hope College Flying Dutchman and get to see some awesome Hope College Flying Dutchman basketball as they make their way through the MIAA conference schedule. Well, let's send it back to the studio for another 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. The Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're only minutes away from Flying Dutchman action. First Hope College Flying Dutchman basketball game in a week as the Flying Dutchman return to action against Adrian here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. The Flying Dutchman's record heading into this ball game, as they are sitting with a 4-1 record in the MIAA. They are behind both Albion and Calvin, which have a game in hand on them because of the postponement of the Kalamazoo Hope College ball game. So they were both entering tonight's contest at 5-1, with Hope being at 4-1. Adrian, the lone team in the MIAA right now without a victory in MIAA action, they are at 0-6. And looking at the rest of the conference, Trine is all alone in fourth place at 3-3. Kalamazoo, right behind them, tied for fifth with Alma at 2-3, and Olivet right behind them with 1-4. And we are going to pause here for the national anthem.
Miss Rachel Butts.
The starting lineup is presented by the Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup, let's go over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, we're going to have to take kind of a guess at the starting lineups this afternoon.
Got it.
This evening.
I got it for you.
They normally have them up on the scoreboard. For the visitors, the Adrian Bulldogs coming into town looking for their first victory under the direction of Mark Wett in his fifth year. At the forwards, it'll be Ben Ruddick, He is a 6'4", 190-pound sophomore out of Emily City. The other forward, Ricky Jackson, a 6'3", 201-pound sophomore out of Detroit. The center for the Bulldogs will be Dominique Segal, a 6'6", 215-pound sophomore out of Taylor. At one of the guards, it'll be Wesley Reed, a 5'10", 170-pound senior from Coeur, Iowa. And at the other guard, it'll be Drew Torrey. Torrey's a senior, 5'8", 150, from Sterling Heights. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, at the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3", senior from Holland, West Ottawa. At the other forward, Cody Stibe, a 6'7", freshman from Hudsonville. The center for the Flying Dutchman, Nate Van Arendonk, 6'10", a senior out of Grand Haven. And at the guards, it'll be Alex Edson, a 6'2", sophomore from Grand Haven, along with Ben Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. All these people under the direction of Matt Neal in his fourth year at the head of the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman decked out in their white uniforms with orange numerals and a navy trim. The Bulldogs of Adrian College in their black uniforms with white and gold trim and white numbers. The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service.
Now the Bulldogs starting some different people in order to get some size in their lineup. The 6'4", Chris Tucker out there getting a shot in the middle. And along with him out there, Dominique Segal, a 6'6", 215-pound sophomore, to try to add some beef in there as well.
We saw that the last time we saw the Flying Dutchman play, Nate Van Arendonk had a field day against a much smaller lineup at Alma. Let's see if Nate can keep up the good games, as he had an awesome ball game at Alma.
So it'll be Van Arendonk, jumping center against Segal. 6'10 against 6'6". Tip up in the air, controlled by the Flying Dutchman. The tip to Hope College, Ben Gardner. Zone defense by the Bulldogs, and they start with a zone. We'll see how long they last. Gardner plays catch. Edson at the right wing. Looks across, finds Gardner open. He tries a three. Yes! So Gardner starts things off with a triple from the outside. Quickly, the Bulldogs on the attack. Jackson works to Torrey, back on the right side to Reed. Reed on the wing, picks up his dribble, gets it out in front to Torrey. Back on the outside they go with Reed. Inside, shot taken and a foul as Ben Roddick drove for the hoop, and he was fouled. I think it's Van Arendonk. It is. So Nate gets the first foul of the ball game. And Ben Roddick, a 6'4", 190-pound sophomore from Emily City, will step to the line for the Bulldogs. 3-0. Gardner opened with a triple. First free throw is good. 3-1. As Ben gets ready for the second one. Second one, swish. 3-2, Hope with the lead. Full court pressure now by the Bulldogs. Hope will have to break the press. Edson to Gardner. Gardner, cross court, back to Edson. They play catch into the front court. Gardner, right side, Stivey. Stivey back out in front to Gardner. Edson tries the triple. Yes! So Hope 2-for-2 with triples on the outside to get this one underway. 6-2, Hope with the lead. Torrey to the left wing, leaves it on the outside to Jackson. Shot taken, it's good. And that one by Wesley Reed, I believe. 6-4, Hope with the lead. Zone defense for the Bulldogs. as Gardner goes to the right, gives it to Edson at the point. Back to Gardner. Gardner wants to go inside the VA. They're not able to get the ball to him. Stivey in the corner. Back out in front to Gardner. Ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Bulldogs. So Hope having problems working the ball to the inside against his own defense that the Bulldogs have set up. 6-4, Hope with the lead. Right wing to Reed. Back out in front, Jackson. On the outside, Reddick. Reddick drives into the paint with Stivey and puts it off the window. And it's going to go against Stivey with a foul. And the basket's going to count. So we got a tie ball game at six apiece. Ben Roddick at the line. Got it. So the Bulldogs take a 7-6 lead. Edson cross court to Gardner. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Back to Edson to Gardner. Gardner right down the paint. Puts it up. No good. Ball tipped on the outside. Edson picks it up. Fires to Gardner. Loses a handle on it. Quickly, Jackson back in the other direction to Torrey. Coast to coast, into the corner. They go to Reed. Reed kicks it back on the outside. And the ball rejected by VA. Picked up, however, on the outside by Torrey, and he puts it in. So the Bulldogs jump out to a 9-6 lead. And Coach Matt Neal takes a timeout at the 17:33 mark as they trail 9-6.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. We saw this at the beginning of the season, Ron, where teams were playing zone defense against the Flying Dutchman and were doing it with very, very much success. And the Flying Dutchman had all kinds of issues with zone defenses. And Adrian has been the first MIAA opponent that we've seen to implement that against Hope College this season.
Now they start out and they've been using a press, and now they switch their press. They still are going with a full court press, but they switch the type. Edson over to Gardner, back to Edson. Edson across the timeline, Gardner on the left side. Now they break it down into a 2-3 zone. Stivey in the corner, fires away, misses, rebound comes underneath the Reed. Adrian pushes the ball up quickly. They don't mess around with it. Torrey's at the point, right side to Jackson. Jackson fires a triple, no good, rebound, Van Arendonk. Flicks it out to Gardner. Gardner into the front court. Back to Edson. Edson's also up on top. In the middle they go. The VA back to Gardner for three. This one misses. Rebound comes to Reddick. So Hope not on the offensive boards at all. They're getting one shot, and that's it with Adrian's zone defense. Jackson right wing to the top, guarded by Grant. O'Neal lets him slide. Over to Torrey. Torrey to the wing with Reed. Reed is cut off. Shot from the corner. That's good by Ben Roddick. 12-6. 6-point lead for the Bulldogs. As Coach Dav said, you got to be careful out there. You can't take anybody for granted in this league. As Gardner goes to the point. Right side to Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner into the corner, Stivey. Stivey back, Gardner. Cross court pass to Edson. They get in the VA, but he's way at the top of the key. Turns around, feeds Stivey down low. Stivey has his shot blocked with a foul. Could go to any one of two. And it's going to go against Seagull. And Stivey will step to the line. Flying Dutchman trail 12-6. Free throw is good. And substitutes come in. Tucker comes into the ball game. Earl Swift is into the ball game. And Gordon is in. Stivey with the second. This one bounds around. No good. Rebound comes underneath to Reddick. In the backcourt with the basketball is Gordon. Gardner picks him up. Over to Reed. Reed back out to Gordon. Gordon just kind of dribbles on the outside, leaves it. Swift. Long three-pointer that's no good by Swift. And out of bounds, and hope we'll have the basketball. Benson comes in, replacing VA. Grant Neal, cross court, goes to Gardner. Gardner back to Neal, to Gardner. Left side, Edson in the middle to Neal, back to Edson for three. Yes! So Edson puts in his second triple, 10-12. Hope trails by two. Gordon, Curtis Gordon at the point. Leaves it for Reed. Cross court pass, they go into Swift. To Reddick, back out in front, Gordon. Gordon takes a look underneath, 14 on the shot clock. Works his way to the left side. Back into the paint, on the outside, Reddick for three, got it! So they're getting good shots against the Flying Dutchman defensively, and Adrian has a 15-10 lead. Coach shuttling guys back and forth quickly as they want to keep their press on it. Edson for three, and he's got his third triple of the night. 15-13. Hope trails. Reed waiting to come back in on the outside. Over to the right wing. They go to Gordon. Gordon works his way to the point. Gives it back out to Reed. Front of the iron, no good. The ball's tapped back on the outside, and they'll reset. Gordon to the left wing to Swift. Swift backs it off. And new shot clock on the outside to Gordon. Gordon to the point. Edson's on him. 13 on the shot clock. His shot way short. They try to save it, but right into the hands of Gardner. Gardner cross court to Edson, who lost it, got it back. Back on the left wing, Stivey. His shot good. We're tied at 15 at the 13:06 mark. McMahon getting ready to come back in for the Flying Dutchman. Gordon directs a little traffic on the right wing to Reed. Reed looks to the inside, gets a screen from Reddick, can't get a shot away. To Tucker as they work the ball on the weave. Trying to get through is Gordon. Underneath, open man. Shot blocked, and jump ball is the call, says the official. Caleb Byers and McMahon coming in for the Flying Dutchman. And Seagal back in. Jeff Robertson Jr. will be coming in for the first time. And Ricky Jackson is back into the lineup for the Bulldogs. Inbound pass comes to Jackson. Jackson's guarded by McMahon. Takes him down low. Shot. Jumper on the inside. Ball tipped up. No good. High for the rebound goes Edson. Long pass to Byers. Byers underneath, and he is hammered underneath by Gordon, and Gordon gets the ball. So Caleb will step to the line for the Flying Dutchman. As Chad Carlson reports to the scorers table, he'll come into the ball game for Hope. We're tied at 15. The tie is broken as Caleb puts in the first of a pair. Chad Carlson. 16-15, Hope up by one. And the second one hits the back of the iron. No good, high into the air. It's Seagal for the rebound. Gordon for the Bulldogs. Guarded by Carlson. Leaves it on the right wing to Robertson. Out front they go to Roddick. To the left side to Gordon. Little bounce pass underneath. Working with his back to the basket, Seagal. reaches around the defensive man, misses a shot. Reddick gets a rebound. Ball is tipped away by Carlson, who tried to save it, but saved it up into the bleachers. Reed comes back in. Robertson out for the Bulldogs. And they'll have the basketball at side court. Get the inbound pass to Gordon. Gordon takes it to the point. People cut. They give it to Reed at the left wing. Reed goes toward the middle. Nobody open. Reddick comes way up on top. Leaves it for Gordon. Gordon backs off a little bit. Carlson tries to follow him. Is screened out of the way. Gordon has a shot rejected by Benson. Gordon drove the right side of the lane, got away from the defender, but Benson came over, helped side defense, and rejected that one. It's going to stay with the Bulldogs. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. They get it. Seagull, his shot, no good. Rebound, Byers. Out to Carlson. Carlson back to Byers. Over to Edson. Carlson around the horn. McMahon. McMahon outside to Edson. Cross court to McMahon. In to Byers. Byers in the paint. Takes it underneath. Shot off the window and in. 18-15. Hope with the lead. 10:57 left in the first half. On the outside is Torrey. To Reed. Reed gets direction. Coach is signaling in what he wants. Reed just dribbles it on the outside. Goes to Jackson on the right wing. Jackson right to the point. His shot way short, partially blocked. Byers with the rebound and reaching in, trying to get the ball to Seagal, the 6'6 sophomore out of Taylor. Sam Otto comes in for the Flying Dutchman. And Chris Tucker back in for the Bulldogs. So Hope has the basketball with a three-point lead. Left wing to McMahon. Zone defense all the game so far by the Bulldogs. To Carlson. Back to Otto. Otto. To Carlson. Carlson works the outside. Otto's looking for the three. Hasn't been open. Does a three-point spin. Way off the mark with a shot. Ball's tipped out of bounds. McMahon touched it last, and it's going to belong to the Bulldogs. So as Coach White says, hey, guys, I need a basket. Get some movement. And walking up the court is Torrey. With the weave to Reed. Reed brings it out, starts the weave all over again. Leaves it for Torrey. Torrey against Otto. Little fadeaway jumper is no good. Rebound, McMahon. Head to Carlson. Alley-oops it underneath Byers. Back to Carlson, out front to Benson. Benson takes it hard to the hole, misses a shot. Rebound comes down to Tucker. And a foul. There's no timeout. Timeout is called by the Bulldogs. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Vane.
Well, I guess, Ron, we'll keep it here. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchmen have held Adrian to 27.8% shooting from the field in this ball game, and unfortunately for the Flying Dutchmen, who have gone into this ball game with a big size advantage, they have. Are getting out rebounded by Adrian 12-8, with Adrian having 6 offensive boards and 6 defensive boards here in the early going. But Very early going with 9:25 left here in the first half. The Flying Dutchmen have an 18-15 lead over Adrian.
Well, the Bulldogs with their zone defense has kind of shut off the lanes out there to try to get the ball to open big people underneath. So it's kind of cut the shooting from the inside down to nothing.
Yeah, none of the post players for the Flying Dutchman, Brock Benson or Nate Van Arendock, have scored here in the early going of this ball game. And the Adrian's zone defense has to be given a lot of credit for that, them not being able to get on the board.
So the Bulldogs have the basketball. Hope leads by three, 18-15. 9:20 left in this first half. Low-scoring ball game. On the outside is Jackson, right at the point. Goes left wing to Gordon. Gordon to Reddick. Ball tipped away by Caleb Byers, but Reddick gets it back to Jackson. Left side, Gordon for three. And we're tied at 18. Carlson stops at the point, backs off to McMahon at the left side. McMahon takes it to the right. Out front to Byers, fires it hard to Van Arendock, who lost it. They get it to McMahon in the corner. He puts up a three, no good. And getting a rebound was Van Arendock, and he slammed one home, but it's not going to count. Foul's going to go against the Bulldogs, Ricky Jackson.
Well, looking at Nate Van Arendock right now, he is head and shoulders bigger than everybody that's on the floor right now.
So Otto will inbound the ball, gets it into Carlson. They fire to Byers, alley-oops it to Van Arendock, and he drops it in. Hope with the lead, 8:28 left in the first half. On the right side goes Torrey, has the ball tipped away, and I think foul is going to go against McMahon. So the Bulldogs will get the ball over in front of the Hope College bench. Reddick will set it up, inbounds it. Has the ball tipped by McMahon, but it's off the fingers of Wesley Reed. And it'll belong to Hope College. So coming in is Tucker for the Bulldogs. Byers will inbound it for Hope to Carlson. Goes to the left wing. Keeps his dribble alive to Otto at this point. Otto McMahon on the right side. Takes a look. Can't get it inside. Puts up the jumper from the free throw line and has it. 22-18. Hope for the lead. Quickly, here come the Bulldogs. Shot partially blocked. Rebound underneath goes to Adrian. And a jump ball is called as Tucker was tied up underneath. And the possession arrow is going to give it to the Flying Dutchman. And the Bulldogs forgot their press for a moment, and quickly Coach White got them back into it. Hope in the backcourt. Carlson to the right side, Otto. Back out to Carlson. Otto, right wing, underneath Van Arendock. Out front, McMahon. No, tip, Byers, no. Byers tried to get it back up again, and he fouled.
We're seeing nice ball movement from the Flying Dutchman offensively there.
And the foul is going to go against Jackson. That'll be his second. Five fouls against Adrian, three against Hope. And every time we have a change of possession out there, Adrian switches a couple ball players. It'll be Seagull coming in. And Reed back in. Otto inbounds it to McMahon. Over to Otto, right wing. Van Arendock underneath. And Byers turns and shoots, but is fouled. Could be any one of two. And they're going to give it to Reddick.
His first, team's sixth.
I'm kind of surprised that Stegall is in the game right now. He already has two fouls. And right now, I think he's the only one that can really match up against Van Arendock.
Caleb's first one is good. He'll have the second. This one hits the back of the iron. No good. The ball comes right back. And Byers just got it, fired it low to Van Arendonk, who put it in. And a timeout called by the Bulldogs as the Flying Dutchman have moved out to a 25-18 lead over the Bulldogs with 7:23 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Nate Van Arendonk trying to get back up to where he was against Alma the other night, Ron.
Well, if he gets the ball on the inside, he'll be able to do that, but they got to get him the basketball.
And Caleb Byers doing a good job of feeding him the ball on that last one, just kind of flipping it in over the top to him. And only thing that Nate's got to do is get the ball, and he's pretty much got some open space.
Adrian's putting in Spencer Dennison, who is 6'4", 225, and he's a pretty husky boy in the middle. So they're going to try that for a while. Bulldogs have it in the backcourt. Hope with a man-to-man. Bulldogs for the zone. Torrey on the outside, guarded by Carlson. Goes right with it to Reed. Reed to the top of the key. Back on the right side to Reddick. Into the paint. Little bounce pass underneath to Dennison, and he loses the handle. But it was tipped, says the official, and so it's going to stay with the Bulldogs. Play number three for the Bulldogs. They get it to Gordon. Back out in front to Reed. On the outside to Torrey. Torrey has an opening. Drives into the paint. Gets into trouble. Loses the basketball. Picked up by Carlson. Carlson on the right side to Otto. To Van Arendonk. Back to Otto. Byers on underneath. Van Arendonk takes a man with him as he tried to put that one up. And the foul's going to go against Reed. Reed's at 5'10". And Van Arendonk's at 6'10". And Van Arendonk just picked Reed up along with the basketball and dropped him about halfway up to the basket that time.
It looks like Adrian doesn't have any answers right now for Nate Van Arendonk.
So Van Arendonk at the line. This one rolls off the edge.
The Flying Dutchmen are now in the bonus after that last foul and the seventh foul against Adrian.
Van Arendonk with 4 points thus far in the game, four hope. And this one rolls off the edge. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Gordon will bring it up. Starts right with their weave to Reed. Reed works against Otto, takes it to the point, works it on around the ball, tipped by McMahon, race to the basket, and McMahon is hugged.
Oh.
And he wants to get angry, which he has really no reason to get angry because the guy was doing him a favor by just reaching around and grabbing him rather than to give him a push underneath and run him into the stands out there.
Some words were exchanged between the two after the foul. Not necessarily a very hard foul, but it was intentional nonetheless. And Corey kind of took exception to that. The officials are huddled over there. I'm wondering if there is going to be some kind of extra foul given on this one. I believe there was a timeout. I'm not sure if there's a timeout or if it's just officials.
The officials took the timeout out there. They're taking it. So they got a foul on the 10, he said, which is Gordon.
I'm wondering if it's going to be some kind of an intentional foul.
So they're not mentioning anything as to an intentional foul. He just kind of reached around him out there to keep him from shooting that one without really hammering him.
Right? I'm guessing it is an intentional foul because they're not allowing anybody else to the free throw line, and he's going to shoot him. And I believe Hope's going to get the ball back after this. So it was indeed an intentional foul, which really was never indicated.
And McMahon misses it.
Now that's three straight misses from the free throw line for the Flying Dutchman. who are shooting only 37% from the line right now.
And the second one is good. 26-18, Hope with the lead. And Hope should get the basketball underneath their own basket. Otto will inbound it for Hope. Slaps it. People move around. Way back out to Carlson on top. Left wing, McMahon. Back out Carlson. Over to Otto. Otto inside Byers. Byers into the corner. Back to Byers on top underneath Van Arendonk. Carlson from the corner. Got it. Carlson, deep left corner for three. 29-18, Hope with the lead. Gordon works it to Reed. Reed works against Otto, takes him to the top of the key, leaves it for Roddick. Back out in front to Gordon. Gordon works off a screen, can't get through, brings it back to the top. Tries it again on the left side. This time the ball stolen by Carlson. Two-on-one break. Carlson inside. Good setup by Carlson, and Byers slam dunks it. 31-18, Hope on top. Gordon works the outside, spins around, and heads for the basket, and McMahon reached in. But the foul's going to go against Carlson. Again, subs coming in as Robertson comes in, Swift in, Torrey in, and one more for the Bulldogs. Seagal is the other one that just came in. In pass to Torrey. Goes to the left wing. Seagal drives against VA into the paint. Hands it off. Robertson, he goes. Along that left side of the lane. That's where they want to go, and puts it up and in. Hope returns with the basketball. Otto on the right wing with the weave. Back to McMahon. McMahon looks to get it inside. Can't do it. Hope with a 31-20 lead. Carlson, deep right corner. Otto, Van Arendonk back out. Carlson, got the triple! So Chad Carlson with two triples. 34-20, Hope with the lead. Torrey at the point. Goes to the right side, takes it all the way underneath, puts it up. No good, rebound by Byers. Carlson on the right side, gives it to McMahon. McMahon underneath, and a blocking foul is going to go against the Bulldogs. And Roddick is the man with the foul. McMahon will step to the line.
The Flying Dutchmen are shooting 63% from the field, Ron, and 66% from three-point land.
McMahon from the line puts it in. Blackledge comes in, replacing Byers for Hope.
Byers getting a nice hand as he comes to the bench. Hope's largest lead right now, 35-20, a 15-point lead.
McMahon, the second one, good. 36-20, Hope with the lead, 4:02 left in the first half. Reed with the basketball. On the weave, and we had a little jam up there, a traffic jam. It's going to go against McMahon. Four guys kind of ran into each other. McMahon came out the loser. So the Bulldogs inbound it to Reed. Reed goes down low, Robertson. Robertson gets caught in the paint. No call there by the official. Back to Seagal. Seagal works against
VA. Oh, he traveled.
And traveling was a call. So full court pressure by the Bulldogs against Hope. Blackledge will inbound it to McMahon. Cross court to Carlson. Back to McMahon on the right side to Carlson. Long pass ahead. VA with a slam that missed. And Blackledge tried to feed him up off the glass, and VA is coming from the right side a mile a minute and did not have himself under control as he tried to slam that one home.
You could tell he was itching for that one just a little bit too much, looking for his second alley-oop dunk of the game. And then he picked up his second foul, which brought Brock Benson into the game, and the rest of the starters look like they'll be coming back in too.
Al Gardner's back in. Grant Neal's in. Then Edson comes in for Hope. Benson is in. So the Bulldogs will have it in the backcourt. Swift will inbound it into the hands of Reed. Gardner says, I've got him. Reed hands it off to Roddick. Roddick picks it up back to Reed. Little bounce pass to Seagull on the baseline. Works against Benson. And got a whistle, and I think that's going against Seagull.
And if that is, that's going to be his third.
Because he used that good forearm shiver there as he made his move. I saw that one on the side. 36-20, Hope with the lead. 3:11 left in the first half. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Ahead to Blackledge. He'll slow it down, give it to Edson, over to Gardner. Back to Edson. Edson looks on the inside, can't find anybody open, takes a dribble to Gardner. Gardner on the weave. 14 on the shot clock. Gardner backs out and away from the basketball.
I think it's Brock.
We've got and that was going to go against against Neal, is it?
Grant Neal got it for an illegal screen, apparently.
That'll be his first. Reed at the point. Comes to the right side, gives it to Robertson. Robertson to Roddick. Roddick back at the left wing, Swift. Swift gets a screen. Benson comes out on him. Takes Benson to the hoop. No good with a shot. Ball gets away, and out of bounds it goes, and Hope's going to have the basketball. So Adrian quickly goes into their 1-2-1-1 press. Edson over to Gardner. Cross court to Blackledge. Blackledge into the paint. Takes it up. Puts a shot up. No good. Benson with a rebound. Brings it down. Then tries to get it back up. And he's got people hanging all over him. And it's going to go against number 2, I think. No, 20. Chris Tucker got the foul. And Benson steps to the line. Misses the first. 10 fouls on Adrian, so it'll be a two-shot foul.
The only thing the Flying Dutchmen have not done well here in the first half is shoot free throws. They are 6 of 13 from the line.
Benson gets one of the two. 37-20, Hope with the lead. 2 minutes left in the half. Roddick works the left side. All the way around against Benson. Pushes Benson out of the way and puts the ball up and in. 37-22, Hope. Gardner to Blackledge, over to Edson, right wing, back to Gardner. Gardner looks against his own, can't find anybody to give the ball to Neal. Back to Gardner, flips it left wing. Shot by Edson, misses, rebound Benson, he misses. Underneath. And Reddick gets a rebound to Robertson. Robertson crosses the timeline, waits for help from Reed. Reed will set it up to the left side. Reddick drives, knocks Benson down, and the ball's going out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Benson trying to get a charging foul has not succeeded. He's set up twice, got knocked down twice, and No calls. Reed back out on top. Only 14 on the shot clock. Goes one-on-one underneath Edson. Puts the shot up. No good. Goes down. Rebound. Gordon, he misses. Gardner takes the rebound. Cross court to Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner over to Neal. Benson in the corner. Back to Edson at the right wing. Out front to Neal. Neal looks underneath. Gardner has it on the right side. Gardner pulls up, fires away off the mark. Rebound into the hands of Torrey. 21 seconds left. Torrey's going to slow it down and take the last shot. Gardner comes out on him a little bit. They feed it to Ruddick. Works against Blackledge to Torrey. Torrey fires away, short with a shot. Rebound comes to Neal, and 1.6 on the clock. And Adrian's going to set up their press. Long pass by Neal, picked off by Ruddick, and that's going to be the first half. As the Flying Dutchmen have worked themselves into the lead, 37-22.
It's time for the Mike Smolla Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this three-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have a 37-22 lead over the Adrian Bulldogs here at halftime. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Adrian College. They are only shooting 29.6% from the field. They only made 8 baskets in the first half. 3 of those were 3-pointers. They were 3 for 6 from 3-point land for 50%. They were perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3. Adrian held the advantage on the boards with 18 rebounds, 8 offensive, and 10 defensive. They turned over the ball 7 times. The Flying Dutchman of Hope College shot 50% from the field in the first half, 12 of 24, and then did even a better job from three-point land as they were hot from beyond the arc for 6 of 10 for 60%. Hope's only blemish in the first half was from the free throw line, where they went 7 of 14 from the free throw line for 50%. Like I said, Adrian held the advantage on the boards with 18 rebounds compared to Hope's 17. 6 offensive, 11 defensive for the Flying Dutchman. They turned over the ball 4 different times. Individual statistics for Adrian College. Ben Ruddick had 13 points and 5 rebounds. Wesley Reed had 2 points and 1 rebound. Drew Torrey had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Eli Robinson had 2 points and 1 rebound. Curtis Gordon had 3 points and 1 assist, and that was all the scoring for Adrian College of their 22 points. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, they didn't have anybody in double figures, but they had a lot of people get into the scoring column. Alex Edson had 9 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. He had 3 three-pointers in that first half. Nate Van Arendock had 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Caleb Byers came off the bench and had a solid first half with 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Corey McMahon also came off the bench and added 5 points and 1 rebound. Brock Benson had 1 point and 2 rebounds coming off the bench. Chad Carlson drained 2 three-pointers in the first half along with an assist, so Chad Carlson had 6 points and 1 assist. Ben Gardner had 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Corey Stivey finished up the scoring for the Flying Dutchman in the first half by adding 3 points. Ron, took a look at some statistics here. What is it that sticks out to you in the first half?
Well, the first thing is rebounds out there. As Adrian out-rebounded the Flying Dutchman as 18-17, and that's a little bit different than what you would expect with a size advantage being that of Hope College. But with their zone defense, they're able to get back and they're able to get the defensive rebounds. But they've got 8 offensive rebounds as well. Hope College has got 6 offensive rebounds. So they have out-rebounded the Flying Dutchman in this first half.
Well, we have a halftime score from Albion, where Calvin has a 30-26 lead over Albion at halftime. So that game has been a very interesting game, back and forth they went. Neither team has had really jumped out to a huge lead. Albion's largest lead in that game was 4 points, and that was early on. And Calvin's largest lead was 7 points with just over a minute left in the first half. So the game has been back and forth in Albion tonight. And that is a big game, because whoever wins that game is going to be on top of the MIAA conference all by themselves. And it's going to take about a week before, you know, Hope, it's going to be next, this coming Monday, before Hope College catches up with the rest of the conference with games played.
Right, and there are three teams setting up on top of the conference right now, really, and Hope is one of those three, although they're a half game behind because they didn't play the game against Kalamazoo. So that'll be made up on Monday, and then things will even out.
Yep, and this right now it's a battle for first place in Albion, between Calvin and Albion, and that game's at the half with Calvin up 30-26. Here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, the Hope College Flying Dutchman with a commanding lead here in the first half with a 37-22 lead. Let's send it back to the studio for this three-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
And go shop at the Hope Geneva Bookstore. It's in the DeWitt Center on the Hope College campus.
Hope College Basketball heats up your winter on 92.7 The Van.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman have a 37-22 lead over Adrian College here at the end of the first half. We had another game that happened just before this one, as the Hope College Flying Dutch stayed perfect on the season with a 70-58 victory over Olivet College. The Flying Dutch ended up going to 17-0 and 9-0 in MIAA play. Olivet fell to 16-3 overall and 8-2 in MIAA play. The Flying Dutch have a commanding two-game lead now over the rest of the conference, and could pretty much, for all extents and purposes, wrap up the MIAA conference with a victory over Calvin on Saturday, and that is going to be here at the DeVos Fieldhouse at 3 o'clock. We will be down at Trine on Saturday in Angola, Indiana. That game is a 1 o'clock start, with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 12:40. Well, let's send it back to the studio for one more two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman have a commanding 37-22 lead over the Adrian Bulldogs here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Adrian having kind of a rough season this year. They're at 4-13 and 0-6 in the MIAA play. But like Coach Davilar said at the pregame show, any team can beat any team here in the MIAA. And early on, Adrian held their ground against Hope College, but Hope College going on a good run right at the end of the half, opening up a very large lead. And we're about to get the set for the second half action, and for the call of the game, here is play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Adrian will have the basketball to start the second half. They trail 37-22. Play number one on the outside, says Torrey, gives it to Jackson. Jackson's double teamed on the far side, works his way out to the point. Picks up his dribble, tries to go inside, can't find anybody open, leaves it to Rudick. One-on-one to Stivey. Takes him down low, puts a shot up, and it's high over the outstretched hand of Cody and through the hoop. 37-24. In favor of the Flying Dutchman. Edson at the right wing. Goes to the point. Spins around, fires away, and gets traveling call in the middle, and turns the ball over to the Bulldogs. And Torrey takes his time moving up the court. Tucker gets ready to come in for the Bulldogs. Torrey guarded by Gardner, feeds Jackson. Back out in front to Seagal. Seagal with the ball above his head. Moves way on the outside. VA doesn't follow him. Over to Reed. Back to Rota to Reed. 10 on the shot clock for the Bulldogs. Finally Reed with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Stivey. To Gardner. Gardner pushes it hard to VA and over to VA's head. So they turn the ball over to the Bulldogs. Couple switches again by the Bulldogs as Tucker enters the ball game. Torrey on the right wing. Little bounce pass gives it up to Jackson. To Tucker on the edge. Torrey left wing. Torrey looks, popping out on top with Reed. Reed will move to the right. And there Knott comes out and chases the guard on the outside. And jump ball is the answer as they double team the basketball. And Hope's going to get the ball on the possession arrow. Stivey in pass to Gardner. 37-20, Hope with the lead. 18 minutes left. The ball knocked out of bounds. Grant Neal had it across in front of the Duke crew, and Jackson just batted it out. So Edson will move over and reset. Gets it into Gardner to Stivey, who's up high. Underneath Edson. Edson puts the shot up. He's knocked down. The shot's no good. And the foul's going to go.
Bulldogs foul number 20, Chris Tucker.
And it's going to be Tucker that gets the foul.
Team's first.
He's a 6'4", 185-pound freshman out of Detroit Kettering. Edson with a free throw that misses. As Adam said at halftime, Hope not really doing a great job from the free throw line. They were shooting 50%, 7 out of 14 at the half. Edson makes one out of two, so it stays that way. Here come the Bulldogs with the basketball. Hope with a 38-24 lead. Roddick moves to the right side. Gives it up to Reed. Reed's double team. Down low to Jackson. Jackson can't get the baseline. They bring it back outside, give it to Jackson down low. He spins, the ball knocked away. Gardner hustles over and picks it up for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner takes it quickly into the front court to Edson. Edson on the weave to Grant. Grant looks, can't get to VA. And over to Gardner. Gardner has an opening underneath, puts a shot up, rolls around, tipped up in the air by Van Arendon. And man who brought it down that time was Tucker. And when he brought it down, then Gardner grabbed not only the basketball, but got part of his arm.
And that was Gardner's first foul of the game.
So the Bulldogs have the basketball. They take their time coming up the court. First half, they push the ball up in a hurry. Now they're slowing down a little bit. Playing more set-up basketball. And Van Arendon steps out in front as he comes out to try to double-team a guard and gets a foul.
And that's Van Arendon's third foul, and he quickly exits the ball game for Brock Benson.
Bulldogs will have it at side court. Torrey with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Works his way left to Gordon. Gordon against Gardner. Takes him down low. Reverse layup. It's good. Nice move that time by Curtis Gordon. 38-26. Hope with the lead. Gardner underneath. Shot good.
Nice.
And he is fouled. Now Gardner worked his way through several defensive people and tossed an underhand shot up off the glass and in. And he's going to get an extra one besides.
And that will be Chris Tucker's third foul.
As Gardner steps to the line, Hope with a 40-26 lead. Gardner takes his time. Got it. So a three-point play for Gardner. With the basketball is Gordon. Gordon moves in, backs out, leaves it on the left side for Reed. Reed against Edson, beats him to the hole, and Edson comes from behind, tries to block the shot, and he's going to get the foul.
Hope College foul number 10, Alex Edson.
So the Bulldogs will be going to the line in the person of Wesley Reed, the senior out of Ohio. And he nails it. Bulldogs were 3 for 3. They didn't go to the line much in that first half, but they were 3 for 3. And now they drop in two more. Full court pressure, diving to backcourt to Neal. Neal over to Gardner. Gardner ahead, Edson. Edson at the wing. Back to Gardner. Edson on the weave. Zone defense yet by the Bulldogs. They've been their zone all night. Neal in the middle to Edson. Edson underneath. Puts up a reverse layup. That's in. Edson driving nicely and put up the reverse layup. And got the bucket. And they'll also get a free throw. And Chris Tucker will get foul number 4. So the Bulldogs with a couple of guys now with 4 fouls find themselves running into some foul trouble. And the free throw is good. 44-28, Hope. Gordon brings it up. On the wing out there, a long three-pointer by Reed, no good. Gardner picks it up, fires to Edson. Edson on the three-on-two breakaway. And the two guards handled it well as Gardner flipped it over to Edson for two. 46-28, Hope. 15-28 left. Gordon on the weave to Reed. Reed keeps his dribble alive. Ruddick at the top. Ball swiped. Gardner on the breakaway. Takes it in. Puts it up and misses the layup, but a foul's called. And they're going to give foul to number 2, and that's Roddick.
And that's Roddick's third.
And a timeout is called by the Bulldogs, and it's going to be a 60-second timeout. Let's try to go back to the studio for this break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van.
And streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Twelve left in the game as it looks like Ben Gardner is about to step to the free throw line. And for the call of the action, let's go send it back to Ron Weatherby.
Well, Hope being pretty good at making three-point plays out there with a deuce and then the free throw at the end of it. And Gardner will be at the line and drops this one in. He did not make a shot, by the way, but we'll have two free ones here.
Could extend this lead to 20 points if he makes this one.
And he's got them both. 48-28, Hope of the lead, 15 left. Gordon all the way around the edge. Out front they go. The Seagull. To Robertson. Robertson hands it off to Gordon, and Gordon slows it down. Puts on a burst of speed, takes it down low, puts it up, puts it in. They can open something up and get that quick drive. They're very good at it. Grant Neal with the basketball, cross court to Edson. Edson to Gardner. Gardner flips it out in the corner. Stivey for three, in and out of the basket, no good. Rebound picked up Edson, and Edson is fouled underneath. I think that was Ruddick. I guess he's calling it on number 1, Robertson. as Edson will step to the line. This one misses. Byers and McMahon come back in for Hope.
And Neil heading towards the trainers as he's holding his shoulder.
Bulldogs files on number 10.
Hopefully he's okay.
Team's fifth.
Edson will have the second. Got it. 49-30, Hope with the lead, 14-26 left. Gordon on the right side, gives it up to Jackson. Jackson drives down low, puts a shot off the window and in. 49-32, Hope with the lead. Gardner quickly, opposite direction, kicks it in the corner, back around they go to McMahon. McMahon can't get the shot. Gardner comes back out, gets the ball back, and he'll reset. Right side to Edson, thought about the three, didn't take it. Works it back to Gardner. Over to McMahon at the left wing, Gardner. Gardner drives in, cut off Edson. 10 on the shot clock, alley-oops it underneath, ball slapped away. Trying to get it to Byers underneath, the ball picked up by Gordon instead, to Jackson. Cut off by Gardner on the outside to Ruddick, and the ball tipped away by Byers, but a foul is going to go on Caleb. That's the fourth one on Hope. Five on the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs have it on the side court. In pass to Gordon. Left side, Jackson. Jackson into the paint from the free throw line. Puts a jumper up. No good. Byers with the rebound. Gardner. Gardner down hard. Puts a shot up. Misses. Rebound by Benson. And a foul underneath.
They're going to get Brock.
And it's going to go against Benson.
He was trying to clear out some room to grab that rebound and got caught with his hands in the cookie jar.
48-32, Hope for the lead. As Gordon with the basketball. Works his way to the left side, and McMahon and Jackson kind of collide out there, and I think McMahon stepped on the tennis shoe, and Jackson sprained an ankle as a result, as he is being helped off to the sideline.
And the Hope trainers that were attending to Grant Neal have to come over and check on Jackson.
So Robertson will be coming in. Gets it in to Reed. Reed on the left side to Gordon. Gordon's cut off. Around the outside edge. Keeps his dribble alive on the left wing. Back out in front he goes. Gets a screen around Gardner all the way. Shot high up off the window and in, and he is fouled as well. And the foul is going to be on 15 Byers. 49-34, Hope with the lead. 12:46 left in the game. At the line will be Gordon. And this one is good. So a three-point play by the Bulldogs. They set their full-court pressure. The end pass to McMahon, back to Gardner. McMahon, as they play catch, coming up the court. Gardner cross to McMahon. McMahon back to Gardner. Gardner wants to go low to Byers. Can't get it there. McMahon for three. Yes! McMahon with a triple. 52-35, Hope on top. Gordon on the right side to Reed. Reed works it out to the top. Keeps his dribble alive, works back on the left side. Out in front to Ruddick. He was the top scorer in the first half. He's been shut down pretty much. A long three-pointer fired up there by Gordon that misses. Rebound Byers. Out to Gardner. Gardner Edson, Benson, back to Gardner. Gardner is hammered underneath and will step to the free throw line. Foul's going to go against Gordon.
That is his fourth. Team's six.
So Gordon with four fouls. And Ben Gardner will step to the line. It's off the back. No good. Torrey comes back in. Seagull also back in for the Bulldogs. Gardner with a second. Rolls around and bounces in. Chad Carlson comes in for Gardner. So the Bulldogs have it. Reed at the point, works his way to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Edson cuts him off. Now he puts on the speed. Goes underneath, misses, picks his own rebound up, puts it back up and in. 53-37, Hope with the lead. Cross court to Edson, thinks about the three, but they cut him off with their zone. To McMahon. Benson up on top, back to McMahon in the corner. Back around they go. Find Benson on the baseline. Reverse layup misses, but he's fouled. Think it's going to go against Seagull.
Bulldogs foul number 21.
That's his fourth foul.
So about everybody with four?
Yeah, Tucker now has four. Gordon has four. And now Sakala has four. And Ben Roddick has three. Oh.
And Benson misses the first.
The Flying Dutchmen are now 14 of 25 from the free throw line this evening.
Benson with the next one is good. 54-37, Hope with the lead, 11 minutes left. Reed for the Bulldogs. On the left side, the Swift. Swift works against Otto. Out front to Rodick. Into the hands of Torrey. Torrey keeps the dribble. Starts around the right side. Switches. Keeps on going. Has a shot blocked underneath. And by McMahon. No foul. But it will go to the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs will take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout for the Bulldogs as Hope leads 54-37, 10:32 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, the Flying Dutchmen are getting to the line often, and even though they're not making all their free throws, they're doing a good job at least getting to the line and making at least a few of them. And right now, they have gone to the line 26 times, Ron, opposed to Adrian, who've only been to the free throw line for three free throw shots. So Hope College doing a really good job at driving to the lane and forcing Adrian to foul him. And right now, the leading scorer for the Flying Dutchman is Alex Edson, who has 16 points, two rebounds, and one assist.
So the Bulldogs will inbound it. They get it in. Shot taken by Reed. That's knocked away. Rebound picked up. McMahon over to Otto. Otto had the shot. Didn't take it. Back around they go to Carlson. The Byers on the left wing. Cross court. Shot by McMahon. No good. Rebound comes to Reed. Reed will bring it back for the Bulldogs. Starts around left. Goes right. Back out in front to Ruddick. Into the hands of Reed. Reed lets both ways as a screen set up. Can't take advantage of it. Gives it up to Torrey. Torrey's on the right side with nine on the shot clock. They're going to have to move toward the basket pretty quick. Reddick for three on the outside. A little quick three. It's off the mark. And Otto with a rebound. Carlson on the left side. Otto gives it to Byers. Byers tried to bounce pass it. Shot missed underneath. Otto's runner goes up and in. 56-37, Hope with the lead. Bulldogs with the basketball. Torrey slips, goes down, feeds the ball back out to Seagal. Cross to Ruddick. Takes Benson to the hole. Shot blocked by Caleb. So Byers with a couple of blocks here tonight. Into the corner, Carlson out. And McMahon calls the timeout, and Blackledge will come in along with VA for the Flying Dutchman. 56-37, 8:51 left.
And let's send it back to the studio for this 30-second break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. That timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, a snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. 8:51 left here in this ball game. Hope College with a commanding 56-37 lead over Adrian. We have action for the number one spot for the men's side of MIAA play going on in Albion right now, as with 8:15 left in that ball game, Calvin has a 47-40 lead over Albion in a key matchup in MIAA action here in the early going of the MIAA season.
Calvin's just able to hang on out there, aren't they?
The game has been bouncing back and forth, but Albion can't get within 2 points. That's the closest they've got it here in the second half.
Blackledge is into the ball game now. For the Flying Dutchman. Jumper by Otto. It's good. So Otto with a couple buckets for the Flying Dutchman. He has four for the evening. 58-37. Hope with the lead. 8:28 left. Jackson open on the far side. Limping a little bit as he went in. Got his ankle taped. To Gordon. Gordon at the top of the key. Leaves it on the outside, Dennison, and he saves it from going over and back to Jackson. Back to Ruddick, five on the shot clock, and traveling is called. So the Duke crew trying to confuse the Bulldogs a little bit by giving them the wrong count, trying to get them to shoot early. Robertson comes in. Coach White has used all of his ball players. He has one, Mitchell Small, who is on the bench but not in uniform tonight. Likely out with an injury of some sort. McMahon to the front of the zone. Shot by McMahon. Swish for a triple. 61-37. Hope. Long three-pointer on the far side by Wesley Reed. And he nails it. 61-40. Hope with the lead. Carlson over to Otto. Back in the middle to Blackledge. Kicks it to Otto in the corner. Otto can't get the shot. Out front to McMahon. Right side Carlson. Underneath Blackledge. And a foul. And that's going to go against Spencer Dennison. And Blackledge will be at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Carter comes back in for the Bulldogs.
Number 20, Chris Tucker.
Yes, Harrison Blackledge will step to the line. And nails it.
Where's everybody going? Everybody for Adrian and a couple of Hope players kept running down the court after he made the first free throw. And he didn't make any basket. That was just a one and one.
They're just in the habit.
Everybody got a good laugh out of that.
And this one's good.
Just getting a head start to get down the court.
63-40, Hope with the lead, 7:16 left. Gordon on the far side for the Bulldogs out front. Rodick. Rodick looks, leaves it on the left side for Reed. Reed works against McMahon. Into the corner, open shot, no good by Robertson. Rebound comes to Blackledge. Carlson ahead to McMahon. McMahon's baseline runner, no good. And Blackledge with a rebound that misses and a foul.
And Coach Neal is really happy with that effort made by Harrison Blackledge. Real strong move to get the rebound and to put the ball back up.
And Blackledge will go to the line, and I think that's five fouls. It is on Chris Tucker, so Coach White will have 2 minutes. He brings his ball club over, and he'll take the full 2 minutes to get a substitute in. As he wants to draw something out. And Seagull comes back in as Tucker leaves with his fifth foul. .643 left, 63-40, Hope with the lead. Harrison Blackledge at the line. Takes a deep breath, gets his feet set. And has it drop off the right side. He'll try the next one. As again, he goes through the same procedure. And misses this one. Rebound comes out to Gordon for the Bulldogs. Walks it up on the right side. Kicks in the Jets. Kicks it off on the bottom. And gets it into the big man, Seagull. But V.A. knocks the ball away. Comes right back to the Bulldogs. Long three by Reed is no good. Blackledge with a rebound. Over to Carlson. Carlson on the right side. McMahon for three. Got it. So McMahon finding the hot hand for the Flying Dutchman. 66-40. Hope with the lead. Gordon moves into the paint. Gets it back out to Reed. Reed against McMahon. Fires it hard over the right side away from Robertson and out of bounds. So Hope's going to get it on the turnover. And Denham will come in for the Flying Dutchman, replacing Corey McMahon.
Corey McMahon getting a nice hand. 14 points, 2 rebounds for Corey McMahon, including 3 three-pointers this evening.
Torrey comes into the ball game for the Bulldogs. So Denham's at the other guard for Hope. Blackledge to Denham. Denham works his way across the point. Leaves it for Otto inside the Van Arendonk. Back to Otto. Little bounce pass. Blackledge. Reverse layup is good. So Blackledge picks up his fourth point of the game. 68-40. Hope on top. Quickly. Gordon on the left side. Works his way out. Man to man yet by Hope to Rodick. Into the middle, spins around, didn't take the shot. Torrey with it. He puts it in. And a timeout called by Mark White as he gets Dennison back into the ball game. And for the Flying Dutchman, it's Keith Brushweiler coming in for Hope.
Let's send it back to the studio for this 30-second break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. That timeout was presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Hope College really turning it up here in the second half, Ron. 31-20 run to start the second half, and it looks like this one's pretty much in the bag Coach Neal has emptied out his bench and brought in Brushweiler and Campbell and Denham, and it looks like the Flying Dutchmen are going to cruise to a victory. And in Albion, it looks like Calvin's going to end up getting a victory too, as they are now up 56-40 with 5:41 left in that ball game.
Campbell in the backcourt working against the press. Has some problems. Gets it up to Denham. Denham will put the jumper up, and the hits bounce way back. Dennison on the rebound. Out front to Torrey. Torrey takes it baseline, puts up a shot off the window and in. 68-44. All full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Hope across the timeline to Otto. On the side, Blackledge misses a layup shot underneath, gets his rebound, and won't count, says the official. And I think foul is going to go against Blackledge on a push to get the rebound.
I don't think I saw that one, but.
Yeah, we take the long walk to the opposite end of the court.
Both teams in the bonus now.
As Rodick will step to the line for the Bulldogs. He's got 15 points for the Dogs tonight. Make that 16. He had 13 of those points in the first half.
Flying Dutchman doing a good job of holding him in bay here in the second half.
And the second one is good. 68-46, Hope with the lead. Hope breaking the press. Blackledge open on the left wing. Out front to Campbell. Campbell's double team back to Blackledge. And the ball forced underneath, and it's tapped out of bounds by Gordon. So Hope will have it underneath their own basket. Denham will set him up. Slaps the ball, looks around for the open man. Gets it in. Bushwhiter shot, misses. Rebound, Blackledge has the ball knocked out of his hands, but it's going to stay to Hope. Denham will set it up. And Denham has to go way up on top to Campbell. Otto right side for three. No, hits the back of the iron. Rebound comes out strong to Reed. To Torrey. Back on the left side, Gordon shot, misses. Rebound underneath by Rodick. Back out to Gordon, and he'll set it up for the Dogs. Working against Otto. All the way to the inside. Can't get a shot away. Back out on top. Rodick takes it to the hole. And
nice defensive play.
Bushwhiter set himself, and Rodick drove into him. So an offensive foul.
That is his fourth. Team's 10.
And that's Rodick's fourth foul. Hadrian's running low, going to be running low on players here very shortly.
So pressure. Hope breaks the press. Denham with a pass up the court, gets it to Bushwhiter. Bushwhiter's shot deflected, but a foul underneath. And it's going to go against number 15. That's Earl Swift. He's a freshman out of Southfield for the Bulldogs. And Bushwhiter, a 6'6 freshman out of St. Joe Lakeshore, makes his way into the scorebook. He drops in the first free throw. Waits for the second and has that. 70-46, Hope with the lead, 3:34 left. Torrey, guarded by Campbell on the outside. Keeps the dribble alive. Doesn't try to go anyplace with it. Just kind of dribbles it. Now he'll start his movement over on the right side to Reed. Bounce pass, Rodick. Rodick backs in against Blackledge. Can't get the shot to Dennison. His shot, good! So Dennison, Spencer Dennison, a junior, That gets a bucket. Hope working against the press. Gets it up the court quickly to Otto. Underneath Blackledge. His shot won't go. And a foul. I think that's going to go against Dennison. It is. And Blackledge will step back to the line for the Flying Dutchman. 2:55 left. As Blackledge at the line has the first one fall for him. He'll have the second. Takes his time with it. And swish. 72-48. Hope with the lead. 2:50 left. On the top of the key, Reed. Again, just kind of dribbles around. Campbell's on him. Takes it left side to the point. To Rodick. Can't go underneath. Takes it himself all the way. Puts it up and in. 72-50. Long pass up the court to Otto. He backs it out. Drives in the lane. Puts the shot up. Off the window and in. So the team's kind of trading baskets at this point. Torrey all the way. His shot blocked almost by Otto, but he didn't hit it strong enough. He got it strong enough for a foul. But the basket's going to count. And Robertson comes in for the Bulldogs. It'll be Torrey at the line. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Blackledge with a rebound. Campbell, Denham, and in! Denham with a layup at the far end. 76-52, Hope. Outside Torrey. To Reed. Reed around the left wing. Coach Neal parking instruction to his ball club. Reddick works against Harrison. Blackledge cuts him off. On the outside, a long triple. No good by Reed. Otto with a rebound. Brings it back quickly for the Flying Dutchman. Off to Denham. Back to Otto. Right down the lane and grabbing his arm out there as he went past with Torrey. Reached for the basketball and missed the basketball, but got him right around the wrist.
That is his first.
So Otto will be at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Takes a deep breath and puts it in. 1:26 left, 77-52, Hope with the lead. Otto with the next one. Yes. And Adrian takes a 60-second timeout with 1:26 on the clock, 78-52. And even though the ball game is winding down to the end, the coaches both coaching their ball club yet at this point in the ball game. They want these guys to do what they're trying to get across to everybody, and just as much now as they did at the beginning of the ball game.
Let's send it back to the studio for this 30-second break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have a commanding 78-52 lead over Adrian with 1:26 left in this ballgame, Ron. This one looks like it's in the bag for the Flying Dutchmen.
Well, a number of our crowd are leaving us out there as they work their way out to the exits. 1:26 on the clock. Hope with a 78-52 lead. Adrian with the basketball. Torrey's outside at the point. Little bounce pass to Reed. He puts up the jumper. Yes. So Reed starting to get some points. And Denham goes past Reed. Reed wanted to set up a block out there. Didn't quite get there in time. And Denham was able to run over him, and we'll go to the free throw line. Reed getting the blocking foul. It's only his second one. He's got a couple more to spare. Denham with the free throw misses. And walks away saying, oh, man. So Jordan will have the second. And this one's good. 79-54 with 1:10 left. Torrey at the point. Spins around and it's going to go against Denham.
Well, one good foul deserves another.
Well, that one you could have gone either way with the number four out there and been right because the forearm was used on the other side. Oh, Torrey from the line misses. Rebound comes down to Harrison like, okay, now what? And almost lost it. To Denham, out to Bushwiler. Campbell for three, oh. Way off the mark. Rebound, Otto, he throws it right in the hands of Torrey. Torrey between Denham and Campbell to the hole and puts it in. Campbell back the other direction, 79-56, Hope. Campbell again with a shot, yes! So Campbell gets in the book. Torrey on the outside. Fires away. He misses. Rebound comes out. Bushwiler to Denham. Denham misses. Bushwiler with the rebound. He misses. Back up. Misses again. And out of bounds it goes. Now Bushwiler, Blackledge had about three shots out there. Couldn't get it to fall. 13 seconds left. Torrey goes left side, firing away, missing the shot. Is Reed. And that's going to be it. As the Flying Dutchman pick up the win by a score of 82-56 over the Bulldogs from Adrian. The Adrian Bulldogs winless yet in the conference. For the year, they are dropping down to 0-7, while the Hope College Flying Dutchman moved to 5-1 and stay in contention for first place. Calvin and Albion are playing down at Albion, and it looks like Calvin is going to win this one as they are leading at this point in time, getting very close to the end of that ballgame. So it looks like Calvin will be sitting in first place at 6-1. Hope will be at 5-1. Albion at 5-2 at the top of the MIAA.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this three-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman have defeated Adrian here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, 82-56. Hope's record improves to 11-6, 5-1 in MIAA play. Adrian's record falls to 4-14, 0-7 in MIAA play. Let's take a look at team statistics. First for Adrian, the Bulldogs shot 38.6% from the field. They shot only 26% from three-point land, going 4-15. They were almost perfect from the free throw line, going 8-9 from the free throw line. They had 30 rebounds, 11 offensive, 19 defensive. They turned over the ball 12 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 47.1% from the field, 24-51. The key number here is this is one of the reasons why they opened up such a huge lead. They hit 10 three-pointers. They went 10-19 from three-point land for 52.6%. The only blemish in this game for the Flying Dutchman, they did not shoot very well from the free-throw line. They went to the free-throw line 38 times and only made 24 of those for 63%. The Flying Dutchman had the rebounding edge with 39 rebounds to Adrian's 30, 14 of those offensive, 25 defensive. They only turned over the ball on 8 separate occasions. Let's take a look at individual statistics first here for Adrian College. Well, let's not. We'll do that after the post-game interview, Ron. But taking a look at those team statistics, anything that sticks out to you?
Well, just in looking over the stats out there, there really isn't a lot. Hope took a lot more. I'm going to say a lot more shots, but they did not. Adrian took more shots than what Hope did from the floor. But because of the threes, Hope just pulled away from them. And free throws, Hope had a lot of free throws compared to Adrian. But nothing really in the way of shooting and so forth that, really made a difference.
And we're being joined by Coach Tom Davilar. Congratulations on this one. A nice victory to have.
It's a good team win. You know, we did what we needed to do. And I thought, we got a great lift from our second group in the first half where they came in the game. I believe the score was tied at 15 or so. And we lengthened a lead out to, 15, 18. We pitched a shutout with those guys for about 7-8 minutes on the defensive end. They did a nice job of moving the ball against their zone. We talked about teams playing zone against us tonight, so it wasn't a total surprise. But early on, we were trying to do some things that weren't very successful against it. That group kind of showed us how it should be done, and that was good to see. And with their defensive intensity, kind of picked the team up and the game up there in the first half.
Did you expect to see the zone defense coming from Adrian going into this game?
Well, Coach White doesn't normally play that, but we knew he tried to do something to kind of muck up the game a little bit because, they're a little bit outman. And it was successful early on. You know, we were struggling against it. They hit a couple shots early. And they were right in the ball game, and we lost our zest, our zeal to get the ball inside. We hit a couple shots early from the outside, and we kind of fell in love with that for a few minutes. And once we got refocused, got a little inside-outside game going, high-low game, Caleb Byers, I thought, was a real key to that. Getting the ball to Brock and to VA where they could use it around the rim. And then I thought Sam Otto and Corey McMahon came in off the bench, made some shots, but more importantly gave us a lift on the defensive end and some ball movement on offense along with Chad Carlson. So that group of, Carlson and Otto, McMahon, Byers, and then one of our five guys was really, really good the first half. And, our guys kind of picked it up in the second half, did a nice job.
How important was it to come out here and have a good showing after having a week off?
Well, you get your creatures of habit. We were all set to go here Saturday morning with a shoot-around to play Saturday afternoon. They canceled the game. It got obviously postponed again Monday. So, we practiced a lot. We were practicing for Kalamazoo for a couple days, 3 days, and then we had to kind of switch gears with Adrian coming in here. But I thought our guys did a nice job adjusting. I mean, Monday and Tuesday, we were ready to play again, and unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't cooperate, and there's not much you can do about that. So, it was good. We had a little slow start, but once we got the wheels on the bus rolling tonight, it was pretty good.
You guys have trying coming up here on Saturday. A big ball game right now. You guys are all alone in second place. What are you guys looking forward to in that ball game down in Angola?
Well, it's on the road again. I mean, the first game was pretty competitive here against them. They got a nice team of guys that can go again in and outside. They get a little more post presence with Holmquist and Watkins. So, it's gonna be tough. We have to get on the bus really early. They have a situation where we're playing a 1 o'clock game and JV's play at 11. So, it's gonna be an early morning wake up call on Saturday and, get on the bus and Terry will get us there and hopefully we'll get home with a victory.
Anything else that stands out to you in tonight's ball game?
Well, I think we've talked about it. I thought, overall, it's a good. We did what we should do. I mean, they're struggling. There's no two ways about it. They're 0-7 in the league. We're at home. We're trying to stay first place, top of the league, and we should have this kind of performance against them, and we did. So after a little bit of a slow start, it got going, and it ended up going in the right direction. So we feel really good about that, and now we get to practice a couple days. And hopefully the weather cooperates, so we get down there Saturday, and then we have a big week at home next week.
Congratulations, Coach, on the victory.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you Saturday afternoon.
Yep. That was Coach Tom Davilar in the postgame studio for this final two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have defeated Adrian here at the DeVos Fieldhouse 82-56. Let's take a look at individual statistics here. For Adrian College, they were led by the leading scorer for the game, Ben Roddick, who had 19 points along with 7 rebounds and 2 assists. Wesley Reed had 11 points and 3 rebounds. Curtis Gordon had 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Ricky Jackson had 2 points. Drew Torrey came off the bench and had 8 points and 2 rebounds. Eli Robinson had 2 points and 1 rebound. And Spencer Dennison had 2 points and 1 rebound for Adrian College. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, they only had 2 players in double digits. Alex Edson had 16 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Corey McMahon, who came off the bench and had a blended performance, he had 14 points and 2 rebounds. Only person not to get in the scoring column for the Flying Dutchman was Grant Neal, who didn't even attempt a shot in this ball game, but everybody else did. So this is going to be a little bit of a tricky performance going through the entire stat sheet. Corey Stivey started the game and had 3 points and 1 rebound. Nate Van Arendonk had 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ben Gardner had 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. Jordan Denham had 3 points. Chad Carlson had 6 points, 1 rebound, and 3 assists, bearing his all of his shots from the field, which were both 3-pointers. Caleb Byers had a solid performance coming off the bench as well. He had 6 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. Cody Campbell had 3 points. Sam Otto also came off the bench and had a nice performance. He had 8 points and 3 rebounds. Keith Brushweiler, who's been spending some quality time with the junior varsity, came into the game and had 2 points and 1 rebound. Harrison Blackledge had 6 points and 9 rebounds. And Brock Benson finishes out the scoring for the Flying Dutchman. He had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Okay, you've had enough time to look at the stat sheet there, Ron. Anything that sticks out to you in this?
You forgot to give me a nickel or something to flip out here so I can make a choice and get somebody out of this for MVP tonight. And in looking at it, Edson and Gardner started out with big triples to start the ball game. And from there on in, why, it was anybody's ball game as everybody got into this contest. And I think I'm going to go with Corey McMahon tonight with his 14 points. He was 4 for 8, 3 of them being triples, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Picked up a couple rebounds, had a block or 2 of them, and a steal while he was in the ball game. Played 17 minutes, so a pretty good evening for Corey Blackman, or McMahon.
The La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game is Corey McMahon and is presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. We had a final score from Albion. Calvin ended up winning 68-49, so now that throws a monkey wrench into the whole all of it right now for the MIAA, because now Calvin sits at 6-1. Albion drops. Kind of tough for Albion because they were in first place starting tonight. Now they drop all the way to third place because now Hope is 5-1, all alone, half game behind Calvin in second place. And a full game back now is Albion at 5-2. So an interesting way of the statistics. All that should be fixed by the end of next week because Hope will get that extra game in there that they have to play in order to make up for the postponed game against Kalamazoo. And for all of you listening that want to get out to that game, the postponed game will be at 7:30 next month, this coming Monday, February 3rd at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Tip-off is at 7:30. You can join us at 7:10 for that ball game. We'd also like to congratulate the Flying Dutch, who had a victory this afternoon or this evening as well, as they defeated Olivet here at the DeVos Fieldhouse in the first game of our doubleheader, defeating Olivet 70-58. And Hope's record improved to 17-0 and 9-0 in the MIAA. The official attendance for the second ball game was 2,178 and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Hope's record improves to 11-6, 5-1 in the MIAA. Adrian's record falls to 4-14, 0-7 in the MIAA. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also, special thanks to Holly Rose at the station for keeping us on the air. And finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van Saturday afternoon as the Hope College Flying Dutchman travel to Angola, Indiana to take on Trine. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. with the Parber Ford pregame show starting at 12:40. Once again, the final score, the Hope College Flying Dutchman 82, The Adrian Bulldogs, 56. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.